The story that was just read was originally told by Jesus Christ back in the first century. But it's just as relevant in the 21st century. The story that touches our hearts because it always brings us heartache when we see a son or a daughter leave their parents. The classic story about the prodigal son who wants to experience the excitement of the world. And so he tells his dad, give me my inheritance right now.
His
father reluctantly gives him the money. So the young man goes off to the city and enjoys a life of sex, alcohol, and gambling. He thinks he has a lot of friends. But when his money dries out, his friends drop. He gets so desperate for money that this Jewish young man gets a job feeding unkosher pigs. And one day while he's sitting in the pig pen, he comes to his senses and then he starts thinking. My father treats this hired man a lot better than this pig farmer is treating me. I know it's a long shot, but maybe if I go home, I can beg him to give me a job. So he's ashamed to go home. He knows he's not worthy to have a job, and much less he's worthy to be called a son of his father. But when the father sees his son out in the distance, he runs to him and he embraces him and he starts to cry. Instead of giving his son a job and treating him like a hired man, he gives his son a party and he embraces him back into the family. So the father is thrilled to have his son back. But his big brother is not. Instead, the big brother complains that his dad actually treats his rebellious younger son better than he treats him. So the older brother refuses to join the party. Seems like a reasonable objection, right? I mean, after all, shouldn't parents reward good behavior and punish bad behavior? But take a look at how the father responds back in Luke chapter 15, verses 31 and 32. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost, now he's found.
儿啊，你常常和我同在，我的一切所有都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得。
In other words, father is telling the older son, I've never held anything back from you.
换句话说，这个父亲在告诉他大儿子，儿子，我从来没有不给你任何东西。
I never held back my love. I never held back any of my possessions.
我从来没有不把我。
But now that your brother has come back, I have two reasons why I need to celebrate. But your brother was once lost, but now he's found. And secondly, he once was dead, but now he's alive. Now, it's easy to understand the father's statement that his son was once lost, but now he's found. After all, the younger son had left home, and the father no longer knew where he was. But when the younger son came back, the father now knew where his son was. In other words, he was once lost, but now he's found. So what did the father mean when he said that his son was once dead, but now he's alive? There's nothing in this passage that would indicate that the younger son's heart stopped beating or that his brain had no more brainwave activity. So what did the father mean when he said that his son was once lost or was once dead but now is alive? Well, whenever the Bible refers to death, it always refers to separation. So physical death is a separation of the body from the soul. The spiritual death is a separation of God from humans. And relational death is a separation of one person from another. In the story of the prodigal son, the father was referring to relational death. So when he told his older son that his younger son was once dead, he was basically saying, look, when your brother left home, he had cut all ties with me, and so he was as good as dead to me. But now that he's come back home, it's like he goes from the dead, and now we've got to celebrate this. You see, when the younger brother had left home, he was alive, and yet he was dead at the same time. So he was physically alive, he was relationally dead. Because he had cut off his ties with his father. And although he may have felt like he had a close relationship with his drinking buddies, it's just a superficial relationship. They were just taking advantage of him. He never truly connected with them. So the younger son was one of the living dead. Are you one of the living dead? You might think to yourself, boy, I don't think of myself as a zombie. But the Bible says that if you do not have a relationship with God, that you are dead in your sins. In other words, though you might be physically alive, in reality you are spiritually dead. You might not think of yourself as being spiritually dead, but the Bible says that every human being has sinned, and the result of those sins is death.
Yes,
Perhaps you're thinking, I'm not a sinner. I've never really done anything that bad. So I can understand why people might think that way. From my understanding, the Chinese word for sin is the same word for crime. Most of us have never committed any crime like murder or rape or robbery. But according to the Bible, sin is never whenever we choose our own way instead of doing things God's way. So when we say to God, not your will, but my will be done. So when we tell God, you can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me how to spend my money. You can't tell me how I should spend my time. I am going to do things my way. Yeah, just mind your own business. Now, it's obvious that this is the attitude of the prodigal son. But it's also the attitude of the self-righteous older brother. Though he outwardly looked like the model of obedient son, inside he is just as rebellious as his younger brother. Because the older brother wanted to do things his way rather than let his father do things his way. That's the way that a lot of religious people are with God. They may appear to be morally upright people, but deep down inside, they do not truly love God. Deep down inside, they don't love other people the way that they should. They want to do things their own way rather than God's way. They say, why should I do things God's way? I have the right to control my own life. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. On the surface, it seems to make sense that you have the right to control your own mind. Isn't that what freedom is all about? But when you think about it more, it's really foolish to live that way for two different reasons. First, the Bible indicates that we were made by God and for God. In other words, since God designed us, He has the right to direct us. And so is our duty to follow Him. But it's also foolish to leave God out of our lives because He loves us. He knows what's best for us. Both the older brother and the younger brother, they both thought that they knew what was best for themselves. But they both wandered away from the heart of their loving father. And they both ended up being very miserable. The younger brother ended up in a pigsty. And the older brother ended up in the prison of his own bitterness. Sin is always self-destructive. And whenever we sin, a little bit inside of us dies. So God wants us to submit our lives to Him. It's not to make our lives more miserable. It's to make our lives more fulfilling. He wants to protect us from the dangers of the world. So choosing not to surrender to God not only results in separation from Him while we are here on earth, but it also has eternal consequences. The Bible says that God will punish those who do not know Him, who do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power. God has made us with eternal souls. And if we choose to run away from Him, He will be forced to let us be forever separated from Him. If unrepentant sinners would go to heaven, they would be miserable. They would say, why am I forced to be with this God who has these standards that I cannot stand? Just as love is its own reward, sin is its own punishment. God is saying, if you choose to separate yourself away from me, you can have your own way. But it will ultimately result in being separated from me forever. But God does not want us to be separated from Him. He's a loving Father waiting for us with open arms. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to repentance. In other words, God wants to have this close father-child relationship while we are here on earth, and that will continue on into eternity. Though we have rebelled against Him, and though we have run away from Him, He longs for us to return so that He can welcome us with His open arms. But He will never force us to come home against our will. Now in the story of the prodigal son, the father wanted for his younger son to come back to him, but he did go out to beg him to return. There's a reason that the father did not go out. He did not have the financial means to do it. According to Luke 15, verse 12, when the younger brother asked for his inheritance, the father divided up the inheritance between both sons.
根据路加福音15章12节，当他的小儿子要求他分家产的时候，他把他的家产平均分成了两份，给他的两个儿子。When
the father had told the elder son that everything he had was his, he meant it literally. He had given all his remaining money to his older son. In other words, he had not only given his younger son his share of the inheritance, but he had also given the remaining money to his older son as his share of the inheritance.
也就是说，他在把他的小儿子的那一份家产给他的时候，他同样的也把他大儿子应得的那一份家产给了他。So
only the older son had the financial means to seek out the younger son.
所以只有他的大儿子有经济实力出去寻找他的小儿子。The
older son should have had the compassion and love to seek out his little brother and to persuade him to come back.
他的大儿子应该有爱和怜悯去寻找他的弟弟，然后劝说他回家。But
not only did the older brother fail to search for his little brother, the older brother didn't even welcome the younger brother back home when he returned.可惜他不仅仅没有去寻找他的弟弟，而且当他弟弟回来的时候，他还非常的不愿意去欢迎他回家。 The older brother despised his younger brother and wished that he would never return. Fortunately, we have an older brother who is different. The Bible says that even while we were still rebels, that Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brothers.
圣经说,
and the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost.
圣经说,
in other words, Jesus was our big brother, and he knew that we had run away from God, the Father.
也就是说，耶稣是我们的兄长，他知道我们已经离开了我们的父亲，就是。But
instead of looking down upon us with self-righteous indignation, he actually looked at us with compassionate love.
但是他不但没有自以为意的看轻我们，反而出于怜悯和爱来寻找我们。His
heart broke for us because he knew that our sins were making us miserable.
他的心为我们破碎，因为他知道我们的罪让我们痛苦。He
knew that we were dead in our sin and that we would be unable to find our way back home.
他知道我们在罪中死了，我们没有办法自己找到路回家。Though
he was fully God, Jesus humbled himself and he left his home in heaven.
尽管他是完全上帝，但是他心为了他自己离开了他的天家。
Jesus left his father, whom he loved with infinite endearment, and came to this miserable earth to seek us and to call us to come back home. When Jesus was on this earth, he lived a perfect life of love.
当耶稣在地上的时候，他活出了父神完整的爱。And
he let people know that God the Father still loved them.
他让人知道，上帝天父依然爱他们。Jesus
came to this earth so that he could reconcile us with his Father.
耶稣来到世界上，是为了修复我们和上帝的关系。In
other words, he came here to this earth so that he could bring us back to his Father. But how would he do that? The Bible says that God was pleased to reconcile to him all things by making peace through his blood that was shed on the cross. In other words, Jesus provided the way for us come back to the Father by dying on the cross for our
sins.
You see, the punishment for our sins is infinite death, infinite separation from God.
And
since Jesus is God, he is infinite And his death on the cross paid the infinite penalty for billions and billions of people.
因为耶稣是神，他是永恒的，他在十字架上的死为许许多多的人偿还了永恒的债。
We deserve to experience the punishment for our sins from our Father.
我们应该去承受我们因为我们的罪而从上帝来的惩罚。
But instead, when our big brother died on the cross for our sins, he experienced the punishment for us.
但是当我们的兄长死在十字架上的时候，他为我们承受了那些我们应该承受的罪。
And that's why when Jesus was on the cross, he cried out to his Father, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这就是为什么耶稣在十字架上呼喊说，我的神，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？
The Apostle Paul explains what happened on the cross in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14.
使徒保罗在哥罗西书二章十三到十四节解释说
When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross.
他说：“你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切的过犯，便叫你们与耶稣基督一同活过来，就除掉了在律例上所写攻击我们的、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。”
In other words, Jesus Christ, our good big brother, died for us in order that we can live.
所以，耶稣我们的好兄长为了我们。
And since the punishment for our sins has been paid, God the Father now waits for us to come back to
Him.
But it's up to us to decide whether or not we will come back home. What will it take for us to come back to the Father?
我们回家需要付出什么样的代价呢
？How can we start our way back home？
如何开始我们归家的旅程呢
？Jesus' story about the prodigal son gives us some insight to the first thing that we need to do。
这个浪子回头的故事告诉我们应该做的第一件事。
When the prodigal son came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starved to death?"I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.
那他醒悟过来地说，我父亲有多少父工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不再称为你的儿子，把我当做一个父工吧。
We're going to come back to the Father. The first thing we need to do is come back to our senses.
如果我们要回到天父那里，第一件事情我们要做的是醒悟过来。
In other words, we need to realize the mess that we're in.
换句话说，我们要意识到我们是在一个如何糟糕的处境。
In other words, we need to realize that we have sinned against our Father, and that life with our Father is much better than life without our Father.
我们需要意识到我们犯了罪，还要意识到和上帝在一起的生命是比和没有和上帝在一起的生命要更好。
Have you come to your senses?
你醒悟了吗
？Have you hit rock bottom?
你已经撞到南墙了吗
？Have you done something so shameful that you're afraid that someday your reputation may be ruined?
你做过让你羞愧，以至于你担心你的名声会毁于一旦的事情吗？
You realize that your sins are destroying your life and sucking the life right out of
you. 你有没有意识到你的罪在如何的摧毁你的生活，吸取你的生命
？And more importantly, do you grieve about how your sins have broken the heart of the Father God?
更重要的是，你知道你的罪让上帝有多痛心吗
？Or have you still not come to your senses?
或者你还没有醒悟过来
？Are you like the younger brother during this rebellious stage?
或者你还停留在像那个小儿子一样叛逆的阶段
？Is still think that you can flirt with sin and not get hurt. We warn you that sooner or later, whether in this life or in the afterlife, you are going to realize how foolish it is to run away from God.
那我警告你，知道，不管是今生还是来，还是以后的生命，你有一天会意识到离开上帝是多么愚蠢的决定。
Turn away from your sin before that your sin does eternal damage to your soul.
你最终回转吧，让你的灵魂受到永恒的伤害之前。Tell
God that you are sorry for the sin and rebellion against you.
告诉上帝你很抱歉，你犯了罪，违背了。Tell
Him you're sorry for breaking His heart.
告诉上帝你很抱歉伤了他的心。Perhaps you're like the older son. You're thinking, I don't need God in my life. But
the Bible says that there is none righteousness. There is none that are righteous, and that all of our righteousness is like filthy rags.
但是圣经说，这地上没有一个义人。
You just stop being so self-righteous. Admit to God the sin in your life. Confess your sin of self-righteous by humbly telling God that you are sorry that your heart has grown insensitive to your sins, and that your heart has grown cold to Him. Verse 20 reveals the second thing that the younger son did. So he got up and went to his father. The second thing that we need to do is to return to our father. So how can we return to the father? In our case, it means that we accept God's provision for our forgiveness. As I mentioned before, Christ provided the means for our Father to forgive us by dying on the cross for our sins and by raising Him from the dead to give us new life.
神对我们的饶恕提供了途径，他从死里复活，给了我们新的生命。But
just because the other brother is offering us this gift of reconciliation does not mean that we have been reconciled to
God.但是，并不代表我们的兄长给了我们这些美好的礼物，我们就和神和好了。We
need to receive that gift of reconciliation, that gift of forgiveness from our Father.
我们需要接受上帝所给予的原谅。So how do we do this?
Ephesians 2:8-9 says, For it is by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, as anyone should boast.
以弗所书2:8-9节说：“你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，你们有人自夸。”
In other words, we receive the gift of reconciliation by faith.
也就是说，我们领受这礼物是要靠着相信耶稣，我们生长为我们的罪在死上。It's
just faith that we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and He rose again to give us eternal life.
是因为这个信念让我们相信耶稣，为我们在十字架上受死，然后从死里复活，给了我们永恒的生命。So
what happens if we put our faith in Jesus, our big brother?
那么如果我们把信心放在耶稣呢，会有什么事情发生呢？I
think many of us may be afraid to come to Father God because we're afraid that He might reject us.
我想很多人害怕面对上帝，因为我们害怕被拒绝。Perhaps
our earthly father rejected us when we failed him.
也许地上的父亲，在我们失败的时候拒绝过我们。So
we're afraid that maybe our heavenly father will reject us as well. Let's take a look at Luke 15, verses 20-24. But while he was still a long way off, sobbing, and was filled with compassion for him, he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven, and I've sinned against you. I'm no longer worthy to call your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick! Bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. The son of mine was dead, was alive again. He was lost, was found. So they began to celebrate.
父亲就吩咐仆人，快点把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛骨牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而复得的，他们就快乐了。
If you come home to Father God, He will welcome you.
如果你回到家，上帝也会张开他的双臂来迎接你。
He's not angry with you.
他不会生你的气。
He's been waiting for you to come back home. He's going to throw you a party. The Bible says that when we put our faith in our big brother that he died for our sins, that we pass from death.
圣经说，如果我们相信我们的救主耶稣，我们就会出死入生。We'll
no longer be part of the living dead.
我们不再是行尸走肉的。We
won't be spiritual zombies.
我们不会是灵命上的僵尸。Instead,
we'll be part of God's family.
我们会再次成为上帝家庭中的一员。On
February 10, 1996, a 38-year-old security guard at a Pennsylvania middle school convinced a 14-year-old girl named Tanya Cox to leave her father and live with him.
1996年2月10日，一个33岁的蒙宾夕法尼亚中学的保安说服了一个叫Tanya的14岁女孩离开她的父亲，离开公司。
Over the next 10 years, security guard kept Tanya in the home he shared with his elderly parents.
在接下来的10年里， 建明保安把Tanya放在一个和他年迈父亲共同居住的一个房子。
Throughout the years after Tanya's disappearance, her father desperately tried to find her.
在Tanya失踪的这些年里，他的父亲用尽了各种方法寻找她。
He posted pictures several times, several thousand times on flyers and on mail cards.
他把她的照片成千上万次地贴在了单张和牛奶盒上。
But to keep her from running away, Tanya's captor convinced her that no one cared that she was gone.
但是为了防止她逃跑，囚禁Tanya的人成功地让她相信没有人关心。
He told her, "Your parents aren't even looking for you."
他告诉她，你的父亲根本就没有找你。
He said, "Stupid, immature, nobody cares about you. Don't make me."
他说：“你是笨蛋，你不成熟，没有人关心你，除了我。”
Well, eventually, the security guard became so confident in Tanya's loyalty to him that he allowed her to leave the house for short periods of time while he was at work.
最终，这个保安变得非常自信，相信Tanya对他的忠诚，他允许Tanya跟他上班的时候短暂的离开家。
Through these daily excursions, Tanya became friends with Joseph Sparica, the owner of a local deli mart. In March of 2006, Tanya finally confessed her true identity to Sparica. He shared the information with his son, who was a retired police officer. Before long, Tanya was rescued and reunited with her father. Commenting on the girl's situation, Scarico said, Tanya just wanted to be wanted. That's all. Tanya's father, Jerry, was overjoyed to see her. He said, it was exactly 10 years, 1 month, and 11 days, and there wasn't single day that went by that I didn't think of her. Just say, thank you, God. There is a God, and He brought my little girl back from it. Tanya was delighted to learn that her father had never given up looking for her. When she described their reunion, she said, he's crying, and I'm crying. All he kept on saying was, I got my baby. I'm touching blood, and I get to say, I love you, Dad. Are you tired of running away from God? Don't you feel dead inside? Won't it be great to feel alive once more? Won't it be great to run into your Father's arms?
We'll
pray this prayer. Dear God, I'm sorry for running away from you. Sorry that I thought I could find greater satisfaction in sin than I could find in you. Sorry to break your heart, my cold heart. Really messed up my life. I want to come back to you. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to rescue me from my death.
It's
my good big brother. I believe that he died on the cross for my sin. And I believe that he rose again so that he could give me life. Please accept me back into your
family.
Help me become a faithful, loving, obedient child.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
You know, if you came into this room as a non-Christian and you prayed that prayer, it means that right now that you are a Christian. It means that you've passed from death into life. And it means that you're part of God's
family.
In order to grow in your relationship with God, I encourage you to please talk to me or talk to one of the members of one of the Christians in this church. Talk to Pastor Shu, and we would just be glad to sit down with you and talk to you about how to start this new relationship with God, your Father. We're going to close by singing a song that's called Just As I Am. I remember growing up when Billy Graham would have his crusades, and we'd ask people to come forward. I always sing this song just like that. It's just saying that there's nothing in me that deserves for you to accept me. It's because of what Jesus said. What Jesus did for the Lamb of God. And so if this is your prayer, if you want to come back to Jesus, sing this song to him. And then after the worship service, find a Christian and talk to them about that, and so that they can pray with you, and so that you can feel confident that you are God's son.